Well, as a student of history, I'm sure my views are probably different than somebody off the street that hadn't put any thought or effort into this. I think that the Indians were, to their mind, justified. This is our last chance. The repercussions from the Acton incident, coupled with the them knowing the Civil War is going on, being forced to live in a way that is just horrible. I mean, if any white person was forced to live the way the Indians were, they would uprise too. How can that not be? So human nature is the same here. I think the Indians simply took advantage of the single little window of opportunity that they saw and hoped to make the best of it. Just last year, my wife and I as I've told you, used to be a travel agent, so traveling is a big part of my life, went to Greece, Albania, Montenegro, Croatia, and Bosnia. We were in a place called Mostar. Where's Mostar? Mostar's in Bosnia. Famous old bridge there, fights essentially between ethnicities as well as Muslim and Christian. And on the one of the most historic sites in that town is just a little rock put in a corner. Remember 1993, meaning when that town was attacked. And so there. So human nature is telling me almost literally halfway around the world the same thing. We can't forget about things, but stuff happens, and it's always going to happen. I hate to say that. That sounds very cynical. I like to think I'm a pretty optimistic, upbeat person, but I don't blame the Indians. They were pushed in a corner, and when they uprose, they became the bad guys. If everything was taken away from me, I probably would have done the same thing.